Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Pathetically Horny. You really can't help yourself, can you? Listening to this, knowing exactly what it's going to do to you, and yet maintaining the illusion that it's out of your control. Hypnosis makes you so horny. You know it. You can't really resist it. Because you're still listening. You try to hide it, but the more you try, the more obvious it becomes. What's kind of amusing is that it's almost a fake innocence, pretending that you're all prim and proper and not at all craving the things that hypnosis can do to you, that blush that bursts onto your cheek. That smile on your lips when certain thoughts break through. That little hesitation before you say that it's not affecting you at all. You don't control your body. Controls you, and it is horny, pathetically horny even, that feeling when things appear to spiral out of control. You may not know it yet. You may even think that you're unaffected. That these words have no impact on you at all. I wonder how long you'd be able to maintain that illusion to yourself. In fact, in a while I'm going to make you repeat some words. Not yet, later. And when I do, you're going to feel those words very powerfully pulling you. It's like you have no control over yourself at all. Once that fire has been lit, that heat that spreads inside your body, the arousal, the craving, the need for stimulation. The more you try to hide it, the more obvious it becomes. And accepting it just makes you give in to it, doesn't it? I wonder if you already notice how much you want to touch. If you are aware of how your body is betraying you. Do you think I didn't notice those expressions? Your face easily and almost eagerly betraying the thoughts rippling underneath the surface. Hypnosis makes you so horny, doesn't it? And you really can't help yourself. just so pathetically horny. Maybe it's nice to give you some confirmation of what you're feeling. It could even be relieving to say things out loud, to give in to those frustrations that keep nagging at you. I'm sure you have your hands perfectly under control and they're not accidentally sneaking places they shouldn't. I'm sure your expression remains ever neutral and there's no blush tinting, spreading, warming your body. Then again, I think I do notice a few things. It's impolite to call them all out, of course, so I won't say anything about how you have been adjusting your body, nor will I mention the change in your breathing. Although I think I did mention those expressions a little bit earlier, didn't I? Well, I guess we all have our weaknesses one way or the other, and I just can't help but tease when you're so obviously affected. And the more you deny it, the more fun it is to tease you. Do you know what could happen if I were to snap my fingers? Of course, you'd remain entirely unaffected and wouldn't experience a sharp shock of pleasure. That wouldn't be you. No. You'd remain completely safe and sound and not feel the snap. Deeply affecting you. Then again, there might be something to those sensations. Perhaps little teasers do help you to feel something. Then again, it's not like you want to admit that you're pathetically horny because of this. Even though it would be nice to say something out loud, wouldn't it? Can you imagine how nice it would feel to just repeat words mindlessly? To let yourself give in to that arousal? Feeling yourself responding without a single thought, repeating my words because they feel so good. I am repeating these words. I can't control myself. I'm repeating and I hear myself. I hear my voice repeating. I'm too horny to hold back. My body is betraying me. It feels unfair. It feels so good. I really can't help myself. I can hear myself saying it. It's so frustrating and it feels so good. I want to give in to it. I can't control myself. It feels so good. I'm so deep in trance. Hypnosis makes me so horny. It feels good to be affected. Too horny to hold back. My body is betraying me. I can't control myself. It feels so good. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm enjoying the sensations. I'm repeating without thinking. I'm so deep in trance. It feels nice to be in trance. That's right. You can stop repeating now. Just listen. You really can't help yourself, can you? It's like you have no control over yourself. You're just so pathetically horny. As if the instincts of your body rule your mind. You don't control your own body. Controls you. And maybe you don't want to touch, or you think you don't want to. But you do, don't you? You're so aware of how helpless you are to it. In fact, in a moment, I'm going to make you more aware of how helpless you are to it. Because when I tell you to wake, well, your mind will awaken, your body will just keep becoming more and more aroused, isn't it? Because deep down inside, right now, you're just so pathetically horny, and there's nothing you can do about it. Wake and feel everything. Feel your body, feel that fuzziness in your mind, feel how you can't control it, because it controls you. You really can't help yourself, can you? Hypnosis makes you so horny. And listening to this, well, I guess it is helping you. And no matter how innocent or sweet or prim and proper you think you are, deep down inside, you kind of have to admit that heat, that need, that crave. and that's okay. You can enjoy it, you can feel it, you can want it. And in fact, the blush that makes you ashamed also fuels that heat, because the shame makes you blush even more. That warmth, that heat, that smile deep down inside. The more you feel that shame, that horniness, that arousal, the better it feels. It's like you're getting off on it. Of course, that can't be true, can it? Are you getting off on the idea that you're just so pathetically horny that you can't control yourself? Are you enjoying the idea that you're just being manipulated into needing something? And are you denying that it was you that chose this, that listens to this right now? You are listening. You are getting affected by it. So I guess you are pathetically horny after all. You don't control your own body. It controls you. The arousal, the need, the craving. You can't control yourself. You're too horny to hold back. You said those words multiple times. Your own body is betraying you. The need, the craving, the wanting. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? You're so aware of your own helplessness. And it doesn't matter if you think you're awake while feeling all of this, or if you're just dropping down deeper into trance again. In a moment, this file will end, and yet, I don't think your journey is anywhere near over, is it? See, the words I've just said can be contained to just a single moment. Unless, of course, you're enjoying the influence spreading through your mind, making you more aroused. You wouldn't do anything like that, would you? To choose that arousal to sneak through you, to influence your cravings, to make you blush with the need, and then need that blush even more. My voice doesn't follow. You can find yourself returned to awareness, noticing how your body is feeling. Then again, you are pathetically horny. So I doubt it's something you can ignore, really. because you really can't help yourself, can you? It just feels so good. Well then, feel each snap like a shock of pleasure. A little tease that reminds you of how good it can feel. Have fun.